Alrighty, so let's call this marketing, money, and making out. Here's what I've discovered as a marketer, and as someone who makes money and who sometimes makes out with a sweetheart. If you can put into words what they're feeling better than they can, everybody wins. Let's talk marketing for a moment. If your message basically is, my shit is great, buy it, you're not going to make many sales. On the other hand, if you can communicate to your prospects and clients what they're feeling, what they're experiencing, if you can express it better than they can, they're going to understand that you actually have a solution for them. And this works in all kinds of sales. It works in all kinds of speaking. It works because it's real. Now, the thing is, the person with the best solution may not have the best way of talking about it or sharing their message. And since the closest thing to you is another human being, it might be really useful to learn how to speak, learn how to write, study headlines, discover why some people, whenever they speak, you can't help but listen to them. And why other people, when they speak, you can't help but hide. Either because you know it's an attack or you just don't want to get stuck in the muck with them. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to notice why there are certain personalities that are so successful. And I want you to study how they communicate, how they put into words what you're feeling, what you're expressing. And I don't want you to imitate them, but I just want you to just put a little bit of attention on them in a different way. In other words, instead of just passively listening to their message, notice them. Notice where the message comes from. And yes, I'm being a tiny bit vague. And that's because I don't want you to try to figure it out. I want you to notice more. This is sort of like whenever I teach bird language. You know, there are four basic calls that every bird has. There's an alarm call. There's a baseline call. There's what the mamas, there's that mama kid talk where the kiddo is basically saying, feed me, feed me. It almost sounds like an alarm call. There's also male-to-male aggression, which is like two guys in a bar. So I can tell you a little bit about that, but I'd rather you go outside and listen and just notice, are the birds at baseline? Is there a threat that they're letting you know about, a warning? Are they just having some jostling going on, that male-to-male, quote-unquote, aggression thing? Or is there a baby that wants fed, fed, fed? Because even though those sound the same, they're radically different. Even if some people who, well, they're sweet talkers, I don't want you to become one of them. I want you to become someone who learns how to express the almost unexpressible, to verbalize the almost non-verbalizable, and to have fun discovering how to do that in real time. So let's begin there. Study some of those people who you find really worth listening to. Study some marketing. Why not effective marketing, by the way? You know, did somebody say McDonald's? Or how about hot pizza in 20 minutes or less? You get there expressing something. Alrighty. Have a wonderful day. Email me at 2020@xhostage.com. See ya.